This is Larkin, Texas, on this final day of June 2012, with you for the hour. In 1787, Alexander Fraser Tytler, Scottish history professor at the University of Edinburgh, had this to say about the fall of the Athenian Republic some 2,000 years prior. Democracy is always temporary in nature. It simply cannot exist as a permanent form of government. A democracy will continue to exist up until that time the voters discover that they can vote themselves generous gifts from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidates who promise the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that every democracy will finally collapse over loose fiscal policy, which is always followed by a dictatorship. Now, the average age of the world's greatest civilizations from the beginning of history has been about 200 years. During those 200 years, these nations always progress through the following sequence: from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, and from dependence back into bondage. With reservations, along with resignation, many are saying that America's obituary will read, "Born 1776, died 2012. Now stay with me. For this hour, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be joined soon by Jerry Kirk of The Gathering Offered and Peter Neese, a frequent guest and legal researcher here on RBN. Almost forgotten, it was in the year of America's bicentennial, in 1976. Is that President Jimmy Carter signed on to the UN's Declaration of Interdependence, the realization of long-range central planning by secretive and exclusive groups such as the Pilgrim and Fabian Societies, the Federal Reserve, the National and World Councils of Churches, and the hidden hand of antiquity, legend, and lore. Stay tuned for Agitprop.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency, like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hey, John, how come you've got a Garden of Eden and my backyard looks like Dante's Inferno?
Could be any number of reasons. Where did you get your seeds?
I bought the 24 variety kit from one of those guys on the internet. Got a great deal, too.
Well, it may be that your seed isn't suited for this area.
Isn't it all the same?
Heck no, man. My bank came from Texas Ready. They offer regional seed banks so that you can be assured of getting seed that will grow in your area. Not only that, all of their seeds are fresh. You're not going to get some seed that's been sitting around in a freezer or warehouse for the last couple of years.
Oh, crap.
Friends, don't be lassoed into a seed bank that may not produce well in your area. Go to TexasReady.net and order a northern bank for growing zones 3 through 6 or a southern bank for zones 7 through 10. That's TexasReady.net. Live where you will, but be Texas ready.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I've entitled today's broadcast, Agitprop, which is a neologism from the time of the beginning of the USSR. And it came from the Department for Agitation and Propaganda, which was propaganda, of course, for the Communist Party in the Soviet Union. Later, that name was changed to the Ideological Department, which originally came from that French word, idéologique, and, of course, the English, ideology, when it was coined a new word by the Jacobins during the infamous Reign of Terror of the French Revolution, a time in which those words terrorist and terrorism also came into vogue. Au courant, to be fully informed and up-to-date, meant that pamphleteers like had Thomas Paine, with common sense, during the previous American slave revolt, ruled the day through information uninformed by knowledge. And of course, sheer fear. Agitation meant urging people to do what the Soviet leaders expected them to do, again at various levels. In other words, propaganda was supposed to act on the mind, while agitation acted on emotions, although both usually went together, thus giving rise to the cliché, propaganda and agitation. Solid information in the form of facts is the prescriptive remedy for agitprop, ladies and gentlemen. And so with that in mind, welcome Jerry Kirk of the Gathering Offering here on RBN, and frequent RBN guest, legal researcher Peter Neese. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks a bunch, Lark. And what I believe that Peter wants to visit about is the District of Columbia and the difference between it and other types of jurisdiction. Is that true, Peter?
Yeah, before we get started, though, Jerry, give them, if anybody in the audience has any questions, okay, for either one of us, give them your information, and then I'll give them mine as far as contact is concerned.
Well, I don't have any contact information, except if you want to call me off air, I've got a phone number, 870-496-2727. I'm not hooked into the Internet, and I rely on other people to communicate and call me by telephone.
Okay, if you people want to get a hold of me, my Internet address is law, L-A-W, man, M-A-N. The number's 07, and that would be at live.com. So it's lawman07 at live, L-I-V-E, .com.
So, that's Jerry, very good, and everyone knows that by now, I hope, that they can always reach me, Larkin, Texas, that's intexas, at gmail.com. And I'm looking forward to today's program. Please proceed there, Peter.
Yeah, basically what I wanted to let the people know out there is this plague that we have with people calling other people terrorists at the drop of the hat. And what's really happened, people, is that you've been manipulated into acting like a fiction of law. In other words, you're mindless, and your status in this Roman civil society that we are living in today is that of an animal. And I can prove that in several different statutes, especially the narcotic statutes that people are arrested and convicted under.
That's not... Can I jump in there just a second, Peter?
Sure, go ahead.
That's not to say that we think you're an animal. We're saying that they, the bad guys, are treating you like an animal. Go ahead, Peter.
And what Jerry and I wanted to get the point across to is the original Constitution that your forefathers put together was called the United States of America. Now, in that phrase, United States of America, there were so many states that were independent states, and then they had a national organization that represented those states to do foreign commerce. And that national organization was given some powers, basically, that were taken away from the states. But in reality, the states were quasi-sovereign, and the national government basically was quasi-sovereign, because during the Republic, the people basically in the states, under their common law juries, under the Seventh Amendment to the U.S. Constitution for the United States of America, and the other juries, the grand juries, all operated up underneath the common law, and it was up to the people to regulate the government. So I want to make sure that you people have that straight. That was the common law United States, and those were agencies of the states that were united, and it was called a national government, and basically it shared powers with the states, and they were specific powers that were spelled out. Do you have anything to add to that, Jerry?
Well... The confusion that happens to most people is simply put this way, in my opinion. If someone is studying a certain subject, and let's say that subject has seven foundations, if they make a gross error on one or two of the seven foundations, that error will carry forward into their entire understanding of that subject. And that's what's going on in this country. People don't realize that there are at least four different types of jurisdictions in this country. And I think that's sort of what we're talking about.
Right. So basically, to go on here, the Articles of Confederation and the United States Constitution of America were pretty ironclad as far as the principles they were founded under the common law. So the only way that an opposing force, and there was a world opposing force at that time, could possibly make a breakthrough into the United States of America was to create fiction between the North and the South and have a civil war. And what most people don't understand is that slaves are property. So under the or before the original Civil War, slaves were privately owned by state citizens within their states. So the owner of the slaves basically had complete control of them. The people that wanted to get rid of the United States of America and the slave situation wanted to free the slaves and make them now slaves underneath private international law with the bankers. So you say, how was this done? Well, there was a civil war.
Hold it right there, Pete. Let's take this quick break, and we'll pick up on the other side.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Forgive me. I thought I heard the break, Pete. Go ahead.
Okay. And so basically what happened was the Civil War was fought over the property right of the slave. And what it was is states' rights, which is your individual rights to own property, versus the federal government's rights to own property. Okay, and this went totally against the United States of America Constitution. Because everything emanated from you, the sovereign citizen, in his sovereign state, because your administrators of your state were also given partial sovereignty. But you had the ultimate sovereignty in your state with your juries. Okay, so we had the Civil War. The South lost because the South wanted to stay along the lines of the Republic and stay within those lines. And the North won. So we have to say, well, what did the North bring on to this whole picture? The North basically introduced us to what we would call quasi-Roman civil law, which is private international law under law of nations. And they brought it in by force, and they brought it in by martial law rule and rule of necessity, and they brought it in under the Lieber Code. And the Lieber Code then turned into what we call the Civil Code.
There's that brick, gentlemen.
Stay with us. I'll leave it right there.
And we'll return in a moment.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Talking about antidotes to the agitprop, ladies and gentlemen. Agitprop is precisely what we don't need, but it's also what we're being assaulted with, is agitprop. Joining us is Jerry Kirk of the Gathering Offering here on RBN, and Peter Neese. Did you want to pick up where you left off there, Peter?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and pick up where I left off. So after the Civil War, basically 1868, you had the 14th Amendment that was brought on. And remember now, this 14th Amendment was made under martial law rule and law of necessity, which means it didn't have to pass the normal muster that's in the old Constitution to be an amendment to the Constitution. And it's very important that you remember that, because actually from Amendments 11 on, this form of passing amendments to the Constitution were accepted. In other words, we really didn't need a vote of the states to bring it in. It was brought in under martial law rule and rule of necessity. Anyway, the 14th Amendment created a federal national citizenship, and that federal national citizenship was now controlled by a Congress, but this Congress was out of the District of Columbia. And this Congress created its corporation out of the District of Columbia. So the United States then turned and was not really a part of the United States of America. Remember that. So what we have then from that point on, the Supreme Court basically realized that we had two societies running parallel with one another. So I'm speeding along now because we only have an hour, so I want to get Jerry in here to make some comments too. But basically what we had on this was the Supreme Court decision of separate but equal. Well, the rulers to be allowed that separate but equal to last from 1863 until 1933. From 1933 to 1938, the United States of America was bankrupted. The federal government judicially removed itself from the United States of America, and the corporation was completely adopted out of the District of Columbia under Title 28, Section 3002, parentheses 15, A, B, and C are capitalized as the subheadings for number 15. And so all of that applies to that corporation. So today when you people say, hey, it's the Constitution, the only problem I have is which Constitution are you talking about? Because the Constitution out of the District of Columbia does not have any rights. They're gone. All they have is privileges and immunities under civil law. And that civil law that was adopted was Admiralty Maritime Law, the Negotiable Instruments Law, and the Law of Equity from 1938 on. So when somebody says, I'm a U.S. citizen, I look at them and I say, that's fine. Let's take a look at the word Columbia and find out that it means the United States. So are you telling me you are a U.S. citizen of Columbia? Okay, Jerry, go ahead. If you've got anything to fill in from that, I'll leave it there.
A very easy way for people to understand this is if you look at the Internal Revenue Code, Section 331A, it says that you have to be of the United States or of the District of Columbia to pay taxes. And currently what's on a lot of people's minds is this Obamacare. And Obamacare only applies if you're in the United States, a U.S. citizen, or in the District of Columbia. All of these things are voluntary, but you have to know, what are you in? You may not know that you're in there, but there's numerous ways that you got in. And most people don't realize that they got in. They've heard certain words all their life, and they say, well, that's what I am. And they throw themselves directly under this admiralty law. And then they're all upset, and a lot of people want to go back there and start talking about history without saying, what is the individual today? What is his contract status, or what are the characteristics of his status? And most people are living in a dream world. What the reality is not what they're dreaming about. And that's the problem people are having.
Now, along with Jerry telling you basically that premise, I'd like to...
Let's go to break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll return in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that roller coaster ride of emotions caused by agitprop that Americans are experiencing nowadays is to be expected when someone discovers that what was thought our history is but a sham. The generations of faux leaders and bad actors thought you the fool when you gave them your greatest gift. Your trust. So prove yourself the wiser by laying claim to your own destiny with the truth of it all. Once again, it's funny, we were continuing through the break as if we were live, were we not, gentlemen?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know how long the break was.
That's fine. Why don't you pick up a bit on what you relayed during the break, and we'll move right along. This is our long segment.
Okay, basically what I was going to say was after the U.S. Supreme Court case, Separate but Equal, you had federal citizens and you had state citizens. So the only way the people that were controlling the outcome of the District of Columbia, United States, under private international law, the only way they could really get a foothold would be to bankrupt the United States of America. And they did that in 1938. Now, what did they offer the people when they bankrupted out the old state citizenship under the United States of America? They offered them Social Security. And if we look under question number 3 in the application for Social Security, you'll find it asks you if you're a U.S. citizen. The trouble with that question is there are 3 different definitions of the word U.S., and you'll find that in Hooven and Allison Company versus EVAT. And the reference for that case is 324 U.S. 652. So if there's 3 different U.S.'s people, how could you mark down, yes, I'm a U.S. citizen? So they were relying on the school system's teaching to you of what a U.S. citizen was and your ability just to mark it off without thinking and asking questions. Because had you asked the questions, you would have found out that the person that gave you the application didn't know the answer to the question either. Anyway, you voluntarily gave your signature to it, so when you did, you moved yourself away from your unalienable rights, and under the 14th Amendment, you now picked up out of the District of Columbia the immunities, okay, part of it, you no longer got your unalienable rights because you actually changed government. You went and you joined a foreign government under Social Security. And that foreign government under Social Security is the District of Columbia, Columbia having the meaning of the United States.
And, Peter, is Social Security an insurance policy?
No.
It's not associated with insurance?
No, it's a socialized policy. It's not insurance at all. Now, the funny thing about Social Security is, when you have to use that number, you use that number with the Social Security Agency, and they look at it as a benefit. When you use that same number on your 1040 bond application that you're filling out for the Internal Revenue Service, they look at it as a contract.
And if you would, I'd like to read just a couple sentences from something that I have in front of me, if that's okay.
Sure, go ahead.
This is from the Department of Health and Human Services, January 10, 1990. Your recent letter to the Attorney General's office has been forwarded to us to answer. Social Security is a voluntary system in that no one is required to get a number. The Internal Revenue Service uses Social Security numbers as taxpayer identification numbers. However, a person with no Social Security number would have no taxable income. And this is signed by Penny Payton, claims representative. And by the way, this is a certified, the letter has been certified by the notary that this is a true and accurate letter. And so what we're trying to talk to you about, ladies and gentlemen, is I want to ask Lark a question, and I would like you to ask yourself this question. Lark, when you're studying law, be it constitutional law, statutory law, admiralty law, any kind like that, what is the very, very first thing that you learn when you're starting to study law? Would you know that answer?
Well, off the top of my head, Jerry, I'd have to say that I'd want to know context and frame.
Okay.
Without a full understanding of context and frame, there's really no discussion that can proceed.
All right. 101 law is jurisdiction is determined by the pleadings. So what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, are what are your pleadings? What have you signed up as a contract? And you're not aware of the fact that you have pled into a jurisdiction that you probably don't want to be in, and you are under the delusion, not because you're bad people, just because you've been taught wrong, that you're under something else. And you're not. You have contracted out. And very, very few people would know the answer to that question, Lord. Another way that you can look at this question is you can go into and talk to some attorney that you get to know. Ask that attorney when he has ever filed a challenge of jurisdiction in toto of the entire court. Attorneys don't do that. They don't want you to know that it's possible to be done. And that's what Peter and I are trying to communicate to your audience. You must challenge these Canaanite banker admiralty law. You must challenge the jurisdiction.
I might want to add that the way of the conqueror toward the conquered is very similar in the way of the slave master towards the slave. And it's been this way throughout history. Would you agree with that, gentlemen?
Yeah, basically the reason, again, we had the Civil War to move the blacks away from being under private ownership, too, was so that money could be borrowed on them by the United States. Lincoln could borrow money on them from the bankers. That was another thing that most people are not really aware of, and that your first income tax came in right after the Civil War, and it was called a 1040 bond tax.
Well, I hold that, frankly, a man cannot be possessive of free will and therefore true freedom of choice as so long as he is a part of any kind of a group, a union, or a trade association, which prohibits him from or her from telling the unvarnished truth. And with that in mind, I see rampant criminality in our society today, because when people get in trouble in our society, who do they turn to so often? They turn to their parents, their school teachers, older members of the society, but especially to allopathic physicians and to lawyers and bankers, etc. And these people are not to be trusted, bottom line, for the most part, simply because they are constrained by the diktats of the group, because they do not want to lose their status, their privilege, etc., by violating some of these secretive agreements, shall we put it. Would either of you like to comment on that?
Yeah, another problem you have, and most people don't understand this, any kind of business that you open up, you have to voluntarily make application for an EIN number. That's an employer's identification number. That makes you an employer of the District of Columbia. And you say, well, no, I live in the United States of America, the 50 states. No, you don't. Your zip codes show that there are 10 regions that lay over what used to be the United States of America and are now controlled by the Equity Admiralty Maritime Law that was blended in 1938 to regulate for the new lord and master, the District of Columbia. And the District of Columbia is under private international law. That's why it's a member of the UN. Because you hear all these people say, U.S., get out of the UN. They don't know what they're talking about. Because they don't even know the difference between the old U.S. and the new U.S. The old U.S. could not be a member. Okay? Of the New World Order or any of that stuff, United Nations. But
I would dare say that most Americans could scarcely articulate what is a republic and what is a democracy any more than they understand any today the difference between a liberal and a conservative and or a libertarian and a communitarian.
Right.
A communist and a fascist.
I would like to agree with you on that, and I would like to point out that the, you know, British double agent, High Masonic Lodge member, put it in our faces years and years ago. He said, the pen is mightier than the sword. And people, you know, they say, well, golly, all this word art. Yes, that's what's gotten India into trouble, is, and they don't want you to be educated. I would also like to point out, for those people that really want to understand the problem about, like, the pen is mightier than the sword, is look how many times in the New Testament the Christ lambasted the scribe. Scribes are the attorney. They are the ones that do the word art. And so the Christ has been warning you about all these written contracts, but the individual has to figure out what situation, in other words, what contracts have they gotten into so that they can figure out to go to the jurisdiction that they really want. And unfortunately, the vast majority of people, the only thing they talk about is from what they have heard, not with what they have searched out. And I think that's what Peter's trying to point out when he gives you case citations, laws. You have to go look these things up. Don't just take somebody's word for it, because most people really don't know what they're talking about. Even though they're really nice people, they're in a, you know, completely different fog of yesteryear, and they didn't realize that their Social Security number and their zip code threw them directly under U.S. law.
And the law that you were thrown under is Title 5, 552A, and then under that designation, you want to look at A2. That makes you a U.S. citizen called an individual, and then you want to look under that same designation, and under A13, it says if you have insurance with the United States, you are considered federal personnel. So there's your link, Title 5, that makes you a part of the federal district of the United States District of Columbia. And so Barry Sitaro is actually president of the Corporation of the District of Columbia, and your representatives that you have, since they bankrupted out the United States of America, legally are the only representatives under private international law, which they never were supposed to be. And what are they ruling over? They're ruling over dead people, because you're dead. Your law is gone. It died. You're civilly dead.
And the other point along that, ladies and gentlemen, when you're under this Admiralty, U.S. District of Columbia jurisdiction, and you start talking about the Constitution in the courtroom, they say, you can't talk about that. If you keep talking about it, we're going to put you in jail, or we're going to have you committed for a psychological evaluation, and then the FBI comes out and say you're a terrorist. Because under their laws, if you talk about the Constitution or a jurisdiction that you're not under, then you must be a terrorist. It's actually that simple. But most people say, oh, no, I'm under the Constitution, and they have a zip code, and they have all these other contracts they joined into, and they say, oh, no, it's not a contract. They're in denial. Good people, the hairs on the back of their neck are up. They know they need to do something, but they're kind of going down, you know, a path that's just going to get them in more and more trouble.
Remember, people, always ask questions, because everything today has more than one meaning. It's not the usual street meaning or what your parents tell you it is or your grandparents tell you that it is. It has more than one meaning. That's the word art that's used.
Let's take a quick break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for our final segment after these messages.
Someone will touch you softly. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
So, Dan, do we still have Mike on the line holding? Very good, Mike. Would you like to come in?
Well, a couple of questions or observations. There's a couple of things you guys have covered that I've ran into kind of differing opinions on, like the, I guess it's the definition of the United States that I'm mainly talking about. It in the Bouvier's Law Dictionary, I think it's the 1917 edition that I have, there's four pages of fine print. You know, you pretty much, even 20/20 vision, it's hard to read. It's real small print. Four pages of just all the minutiae of detail for the different character that the United States operates under in different situations. And
sir, can I answer your question?
Yeah,
Stop looking at Bouvier's. We're not under common law. Stop looking at Bouvier's. We're not under common law.
And I would like to point out to you there are 143 different definitions of the United States in the United States Code. 143 different definitions.
Okay. Well, the Seventh Amendment talks about common law, and the Supreme Court ruled, I think, prior to the Civil War, that the Seventh Amendment was never intended to apply to the states. It was meant for the possessions of the United States and the District of Columbia because the people that live in there, in those areas that are under the exclusive jurisdiction of the United States, did not have a state constitution and the guaranteed republic form of government, so that they had to have that provision to give them the right to a trial at common law.
No, sir. No. What you're missing here in your history was that there was notice given out by the United States, because the United States did not want to adopt those territories because those people were not American. So what happened was there was a notice given out to the inhabitants that were on those areas, and that notice said, if you wish to keep your own ethnicity, your nationality, and your property rights, you basically have to make out an affidavit stating your wishes. If you didn't make one out, then you would eventually be assumed in as a U.S. citizen, and that U.S. citizen would be of the District of Columbia, territorial, not of the United States of America.
And the original Constitution did not have a title, so some people argue that the antebellum prior to the Civil War, the title was Constitution for the United States, and I may have that backwards. The title that it was stylized as was Constitution for the United States versus Constitution of the United States.
Well, okay. Of means, if you look in most dictionaries, belonging to. So if you want to say for the United States, I guess you could, it would all depend on how you look at it. Again, it's art of words.
But the original document did not have a title, right?
Yes, it did. It had a preamble. In the preamble, they called it the United States of America.
Okay.
We'll have to leave it there, gentlemen.
All right.
We'll do this again.
Thank you very much, Lark, for allowing me to come on and be a guest on your show.
Very good. Stay tuned to RBN, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, Lark. Bye.
You bet.